Gimel Tammuz, Tuesday the 11th of June, Dying Yom Tov Zanga. What is the financial commitment of a kesuva today?
Of every chasna, the chosn, besides the kiddushin, gives over a kesuva to his wife. The Raisa, the Rabbonon, Imitz Hashem, we'll see soon. There are two different types of kesubas, Bnei Ashkenaz and Bnei Sforad. Whereby Bnei Ashkenaz is a standard nusach, Bnei Sforad, they write exactly what the commitment of the chosn is. Sometimes they like to have gematrias, 52,000, 52 is gematria ben, and if they want twins, they write 104,000, that's twice ben. But Lemaisa, the Bnei Sforad write it, and the Bnei Ashkenaz have got the standard nusach. My question is, and it's more just to get into the sugya, what happens if Chas v'Sholem they come to a get and the husband says, I did not know what I was committing myself in the ksuba? I'm a Ben Ashkenaz, a whole Megillah, the Rav, whoever was read out the ksuba, read it, didn't understand the word. Gornisht. It's not in Lashon HaKodesh. I don't know. I don't know what I was mischayev. Now you're telling me I've got to pay so and so much. Never accepted it upon myself. Does he have a taina? The Beis Yosef brings down a Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rashbo was asked but with regard to an Amoretz who came to Megarish his wife, and Bezdin said, no, you got to pay Ksuba. So he says, I did not understand what the Chazan, whoever read out the Ksuba, said there. So the Shaila was asked, says the Rashbo, to Rabbeinu Meir, who is the Ramah. Meir Alevi. And he says, Ahotataina, he's right. He's right. You have to say, pay some ksuba, but whatever, everything was written there, he's right. Says the Rashbo, after I heard this psak of the Ramah, don't agree with it. Why? He says, you've got on every ksuba two Eidim who signed. The Eidim who signed must have made sure that they make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, and they sign that the Chosn is maskim to what's written there. So they must have explained to the Chosn what his commitment is. Otherwise, what are they signing about? So if so, and we've got two Eidim, Apishne Eidim Yokum Dovo. So therefore, he has no Taina. But what should I do, says the Rashbo? Ma e'ese shekva hoire zokin v'yoyshe b'yeshiva. The Ramah paskant. Chochom im ish seivo. I can't argue with him. I can't argue. How can I argue with the Ramah? That's how the Rashbo finishes off his tshuva, despite his starke taina. Come to Beis Yosef and brings this Rashbo, and he says, "V'eini yodea lomo nechba el akelim." Why is the Rashbo so frightened? What are you worried about? Lemaise enochenama. The Ramah said something, but you Rashbo comes with a starke taina, and he says we must accept the taina of the Rashbo that lemaise the Eidim, the Eidim must have told the person who was Mischaev, what is Mischaev? Because if you don't say so, every person will patter himself from Amlechiv. He's not going to be Mischaev. Women, Amaratim, whatever it is, Eshtar means nothing to me. I was Eidim, I didn't know about it. You can't say such a thing. If Eidim signed, they must have said so.
Are the Eidim only witnessing a signature?
The Eidim, first of all, there are Bnei Sfarad who sign, and Bnei Ashkenaz who Lamaisa don't sign. The Ashkenaz, Ksuba, I don't know about your Ksuba, my Ksuba, I didn't sign anything. The Eidim, but the Eidim are made that there was a Yischaivus, and there was Kabbalah's Kinyan, that I am Yischaiv to pay what's in the Ksuba. So Lamaisa, we have a Machloikas, the Rashbo. The Beis Yosef says, we pass like the Rashbo, not like the Ramah. The Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Ksubas paskens like the Rashbo, that if an Amoretz comes to be Megarish his wife and he says, I didn't understand what I was mischayim myself, he's not believed. Because Avada Gemis, the Eidim, would not have signed if they didn't tell him exactly what his chayvus is. And the same Aloch is brought down, not only in Hilchos Ksubas in Eben Ezer, also in Hilchos Shtoros in Choshe Mishpo, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishetoan al Ksubas Ishtoi Shehoya Amores, I didn't know what I was talking about, Veloy Hevin Keshikora Achazen Aksuba Batanoim, Ein Shehim Eloy, he's not believed. He's got to pay. Shoin? Amachaba Aramo, he's got to pay. If so, I've got the kasha. The Rashba had the kasha, the Beis Yosef had the kasha. I've also got the kasha. I once said a shir in public, and it was a public which nothing has for shalom not to degenerate in the kehillah here in London, but the oilam was a much larger oilam, and I challenged Kol Atzibel Kuloi, and I'm asking here the same question. The reason why, as I state in Rashba, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, the reason why the husband has to pay is because for sure the Eidim told him what you're mischayev. In every ksuba, b'nei Ashkenaz, I'm not going into b'nei Sforat now, in every ksuba, the husband is mischayev, mosayim zuz, that's the standard ksuba, kemoy rabbesulois, we will see mitzvah Hashem. Besides that, the wife brings in the dowry, whichever she brings in, mea zekukim kesef. That's connected. Whatever its value is, I'm giving me as cooking kesef. How much she brings in, I'm mischayev a toisefes ksuba. Another me as cooking kesef. In every standard ksuba b'nei Ashkenaz, it's written he is mischayev mosayim zuz. Besides that, mosayim zekukim kesef. I'm sure somebody here has once been an aid. Efshe, somebody can tell me how much it's worth. Now, if an aid can't tell me how much it's worth, so what are we going to tie in against the husband? The whole reason why the husband is not believed is because he said, the Eidim wouldn't have signed without telling him. No, that's fine. Now, if the Eidim don't know, now how much is it worth? Now, if we're talking it's worth £500, £1,000, £2,000, if the husband knew he is committing himself to something, if he didn't know it's exactly £1,500, £1,600, no tithes. But if the husband has no idea, so I come to the Eidim, if you told him, we don't know how much it is. So if they don't know, hat doch der husband a gute teine. What do we do with the mechaba in Hilchos Shtoris, the Rama in Hilchos Ksubas? Gepasken klar aloche. El amai, the aloche has changed today because I come along and ask such a question. This can resign. What's going on here? The Sma in Choshe Mishpat in Hilchos Shtoris gives, and the Shach as well, they give another reason. Why is the husband not believed? Why? So they say that the husband hears this Rav who reads out the Ksuba, always read out the Ksuba, and he hears Psaloshim, no idea what he's talking about. So they say, you should have asked, what am I being mischayev? And if you keep quiet, kol shtika is havelik a kabola shekibel alof, whatever is written there. Otherwise, why do you keep quiet? Enochanama, the question is asked, why do the Shach and Sma have to offer a different reason to that which the Rashba brings down, to that which the Mechab and Ramah say, that the reason why he's not believed is because the Eidim were Mechayiv and told him what he's Mechayiv. Here we see another reason. Why did you keep quiet? Why didn't you ask? There is an answer which is written, which they say, and Afkamina, whether it's a different nusach to the normal nusach or not. But whatever it is, Lemaisa, in our instance, that's not a tiger. That's not, we say, he's not believed to say, I didn't know, because you should have asked. So if Lemaisa, the husband, was not told by the Eidim, so according to the Sma'an Shach, no, he should have asked. But the Shulchan Aruch says a reason that the Eidim should have told him. And he taka didn't know. Elam, can we take on like the Shach and Sma? You should have asked. So I want to know how much are we talking about. What is the Yischaivus? The Ikik Suba of Masayim Zuz, the Mekoyr, is what we find in the Torah. Moyar HaBesulois for various instances. And how much is Moyar HaBesulois? Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Why is it Mosai, which is Mosayim Zuz? Why Mosayim Zuz? Says the Mishnah in Peah, Mi sheyesh loy Mosayim Zuz, lo yitoil leket shikha upeo. He is not entitled to take these tzedakos. Why? Because, says the Rishonim, the Rash on the Mishnah, because the shear of Mosayim Zuz is enough to support him for 1 year. A person who has enough money to be supported, self-supporting for a year, is not entitled to take tzedakah. And that's also the halacha, Mosayim Zuz. Says the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah, and that is the reason why they were kaveya Mosayim Zuz, by Ksuba, the husband, when he's megarish his wife, gives her enough money, she should be self-supporting for a year after the get, and she should afterwards be able to sort herself out. So that's no problem, that's the Mosayim Zuz. How much is Mosayim Zuz? In those times, that was the amount. Zuz is a matbea. Today Mosheim Zuz is much less than it was once upon a time. The price hasn't changed because Lamaisa, the Mosheim Zuz is the lotion which the Posuk says, Chamishim Shekel Kesef. It's translating to Zuzim, full Zuzim the Shekel. But Lamaisa, that we can't change that. What is the value of Mosheim Zuz? It's Tolui on a Machloikes Horishoinim. A very interesting Machloikes. I have met with various rabbis, who have decided to passel some ksubes because their words missing. But it's poshet michoiser amratzes. Why? The nusach of the ksuba of Bnei Ashkenaz, besides the value which is written there, is also different to the ksuba of Bnei Sforad. Why? By Bnei Ashkenaz, the husband is mischayev to give the Yohivno Lechi. Kesef Zuzi Mosom, I'm giving you 200 Zuz. The Chozi Lechi Midroi Reise. Was Kumdir, which is owing to you, Midroi Reise, which owing means, if Chas V'Sholem, there's a get or he's Nifta. By Bnei Sforat, the Nusach is the Chozu Lechi, not the word Midroi Reise. The word Midroi Reise is missing. Some people fill in the Midroi Reise. There's a word missing here. Abelamaisa, it's a machloikis. Big machloikas, is it or is it not midoraisa? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud says, "Shonu chachomim tiknu lohem lebnei Yisrael lebesula mosayim ulaalmono mono." Chachomim tiknu lohem. It's a takonas chachomim to give mosayim zuz. Vaistois the chiyuv is midorabono. Similarly, in Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Tiknu chachomim kesuba kedei shelo itekalo beinav lo esio." Tiknu the chachomim with mesak in a ksuba that the husband should not midaraisa. A husband can be megarish his wife bal kolcho. Chelim the rabbeinu geshem doesn't allow it, but midaraisa he can give her a get and she's megureshes. So in order sheloite kalo beino loitzio, therefore tiknu chachomim ksuba it should cost him money. Oh, but it's a takonas chazal. Frek toisves. So if the whole takona is only a takona de rabbonon, why do we write in the Ksubet the Chozi Lechi Midoi Reise? The Gemara, the Loshna Gemara in two places says it's the Rabbonon. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam. There is a sugya at the end of Ksubet in Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara says there are various matbeis. You have matbeis which are more of greater value and less value, not just what we say, well, £100, £200, the value. There are matbeis, the kaputkia of a certain place, which are much more expensive, and matbeis in Eretz Yisrael, even though they have the same name. I think even today, I don't know if you want to say it, but you have the Australian dollar, the American dollar, the Canadian dollar, they're all different dollars. It's dollar, but it's different things. Anyway, which one is more or less a place? The Shabbat Hano, there's different types of dollars, different types of places. Is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud says, if the husband was mischayev to pay the ksuba mi matbea of kaputkia, mois kaputkia, then he can't pay the matbea which is cheaper of Eretz Yisrael. Zogt Rav Shimon Gamliel, chiyuv midoraisa, the chiyuv of ksuba is midoraisa, and if the chiyuv ksuba is midoraisa, you have to pay the more expensive matbea. Because chiyuv midoraisa, the Chachamim argue with Rabban Shimon Gamliel. They say, you know, ksub is the Rabbonon, and he can give the cheaper matbea. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam, we have a machlokes Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Chachamim, if ksub is the raisa, the Rabbonon, since Rabban the Halochi is like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, that's why you pass in Halochi, I'm sure you say, no, chutz me, three cases. So if so, ksub is the raisa. And if so, you have to pay more. Frag Rabbeinu Tam, aber steht doch ein Gemara nicht da so. The Gemara says, Tiknu Chachomim Ksubo, kidei shelo itekalo beinem latzio. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam, Tiknu Chachomim Ksubo la almono, that she only gets a mono. By an almono it's the Rabbonon, but b'stam ha-besula it's the Raisa. Achidish Rabbeinu Tam, a new pshat in the Gemara. We pass it like Rabbeinu Shem Gebleer, Zogt Rabbeinu Tam. Ksuba is the Raisa. That which we find the Gemara, Lashon is the Rabbonon, refers to a Ksuba of an Almona. The Rosh doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh brings b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel the chiyuv k'subei zeuni mit the Rabbonon, and we don't paskin like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, even though we always say we paskin like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And he says, in kol ha'goyim agree that the k'subei zeuni mit the Rabbonon. L'fektor bazoi, the Rosh, so why do we write the chos ileichi mit the Raisa? If it's only the Rabbonon. So he says that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, with respect to all chiyuvei Torah, if a person has a chiyuv deraisa to pay whatever it is, then the value is according to matbea tsuri, which is more expensive matbea than the matbea than other matbeas. Medino. Matbea tsuri is 8 times the value of matbea medino. $1 is worth $8. 8 times the value. Says the Rosh, even though Ksum is the Rabbonon, Chazal were mechayev him to pay matbea tsuri, which is the more expensive one, ki'ilu it would be the Raisa. The Chiyuv is the Rabbonon. What type of matbea does one have to pay? One has to pay the more expensive matbea, which is a the Raisa dike matbea. Lamaise, it's a big machloik, is how we paskel. But besides being, if we have to pass it, it's only the Rabbonon, the Rosh says you have to pay with the more expensive matbea. How do we pass it? A machloikas shulchan aruch in the Ramo. If we pass it, that the ksub is the Raisa or the Rabbonon, the shulchan aruch goes with the shitter, like roiv horishoinim, the ksub is the Rabbonon. The Ramo says, no, the minig is to write lechozi leichem et Raisa. Why? Says the Gaon, because the Ramah takes on like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore Ba'etzem, Ksuv is the Raisa. Others argue, the Chalkes Mechoikik, and they say, no, we write, the Chos Elechim in the Raisa, it's not because it's the Raisa, it's only because you have to pay the value of a Matbea, which is the Raisa, even if Ksuv is the Rabbonon. Since it's a big Mechoikis HaRishonim, whether we pasken like the Chachomim, which is the Roiv, or we take on like Ramoshim and Amliel, which is Aloch Gemoiz Mishnah, the nafkamina is, how much is Masayim Zuz? What are we talking about, Masayim Zuz? If Masayim Zuz is the Raisa, then you have to pay Masayim Zuz of the more expensive one. If Masayim Zuz is the Rabbonon, then you pay cheaper. It's a machloikis lahalocha, the Mechaba and the Ramo. According to the Mechaba, the value of Masayim Zuz today is 120 gram of pure silver. According to the Ramo, it's 8 times the value. Because this is totally on this machloikas, which means 960 gram. The Chaznish Zecher Tzadik Levroch explains, adds on that the silver which we have today is not pure silver with respect to this his fibers. It's not shayach. You haven't got any psoilus in it. You have to add on 16%. Not that 16% because of how pure it is. As I stated in Chaznish. I just want to say, therefore, Zokta Chaznish, the value of Mosayim Zuz. I'm not talking about Mosayim Zuz Kukim Kesef. Mosayim Zuz, standard is Chayvus Ksuba, is 1 kilo, 113 gram. According to today's value, and it's very important to know, is today's value is Nishkefelach. 700, and this is according to what last week was publicized, and after all, they said, the public has the value of silver, 730 pounds. I just want to add, silver has gone down a lot. Be'erech in Teves, Tovshin Ayin Beis, 1.5 years ago, it was kemat double the amount. Kemat double the amount. Anyway, that is Mosayim Zuz, which the Weiler, I don't want to give any advice to anybody, aber meken sich noch Eitze geben, if he wants to divorce his wife. How much is Masayim Zekukim Kesef? Masayim Zuz, that's one thing. What's Masayim Zekukim Kesef? There are, which I found, 7 shittas in the poskim, how much it is. This has nothing to do with Zuz. Zuz is Matbea. Masayim Zekukim Kesef Tzoruf, a standard lotion in the ksuba of all Bnei Ashkenaz. I don't want to say all the shittas. 3 shittas. Rab Chaim Noah, which many people are soimach on with regards to Shiurim, the Chaznish, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. I think 3 shittas is enough. Reb Chaim Noah makes a cheshbon, the weight of silver of Mosayim Zekukim Kesef is 3.846 kilo, which means it's about today's value, 2,530 pounds. That is Mosayim Zikukim Kesef. That's nothing to do with it, the Mosayim Zuz. That's something else. Zog de Chaznish has got a cheshben, Heptach Nishon. Much, much more. Much, much more. How much did we say, Rav Chaim Noah? 3.8 something kilo? Zog de Chaznish, 57.6 kilo. 57.6 kilo, according to today's value, is Be'erach 38,000 pounds. Chosen, I'm a Sadi Kiddushin, Viamo. I sit down with the Chosen. First of all, what state the Ksuba bought him is Chayiv? Sheiro Ksuba bought him is Chayiv. What state? He's going to Mefa, Farnes, whatever. Besides that, the money, you got to know how much is Chayiv. One Chosen once told me, Kvashtain, you're telling me such values? It's worth being a Svadish, it's cheaper. Since the amount I'm mischaiv is not as much as you're telling me now. As long as it was Erech Tov, then 38,000 pounds was the value of today. In Teves Tov Shinayim Beis, it was 69,000 pounds. That's how much it was then. It fluctuates. I'm talking the value of, it goes from the value of silver. Le Moshe Feinstein, Zeretzadi Levrocha, has got a different share in various tshuvas. And he says it's 45.45 kilo. 100 pounds. 45.45 kilo, which according to today's value is be'er 30,000 pounds. Al-Gopalim, besides the Mosayim Zuz, which in Ochalam is 730 pounds, we're talking here in the region of big amounts, and I'm not now going into if they come to a get, should the husband say, Kimli, I hold like the Shitta, which is cheaper or not. That's not, we'll go into that. Machloik is another thing. He's a chaznishnik in everything, but when it comes to money, it could be he wants a cheaper price. That's not Hashayla. I'm not going into that now. But one has to know these shiurim. The emerson is, it's not so much Nagela Maisa. Why not? Lo Aleinu Hashem Ishmerenu V'yatzeleinu Mikol Tzora V'tzuko. If a husband comes to him and megarish his wife, then Lamaisa, before they come to Beis Din, they sit down, or an intermediary sits with them, and they make what's called a Heskem Gerushin. How much is the husband going to support his wife for every month, every week, every dose? What are we talking about? And so then the wife says, and besides that, I want the Ksuba. He says, no, this is all inclusive. So Lamaisa, if she says, I want the Ksuba, then Lamaisa, what he's going to give her, afterwards, this is something different. The mice, you got to write the ksuba. But the skem gerushin, especially if she says, I want so and so much, so the husband, oh, sorry, I can't give a get. And I'm not giving a get. If he wants to give a get, it's something else. But if she wants to get, so usually it's not so negela maisa, her right to a ksuba of a large amount, because the maisa, there's always a skem gerushin. But there is enough gmina. Weite, shaloi neida mitzorois, if the husband is nifta, an almona gets a ksuba. She's not ein isha yoresh, says Bailo. She has no right to Yerusha. The husband wrote a tzava or something else, but Lemaise, she doesn't have a right to Yerusha. But the ksuba, she's got a right to. From the Yerusha, she has a right to get the ksuba, and here there's no haskem anything, so Lemaise, she's got a right to it. There was a husband who realized before the chasna, he found out after the chasna, it's a lot of money. What did he do? After the chasna, he had a brainwave. He went to an insurance company. And he says, I want you to insure me that should chas v'sholem there be a get or I'm nifta, you'll pay out. I'll give you every month so and so much. Is there a chisoren in taking out an insurance policy on a ksuba? Why not? What does he gain financially? He gains financial, listen. Lemaisa, of course he doesn't pay the whole, if he pays the whole ksuba to them, then it's no shaila. The emerson is, if one of the reasons a husband has to give a ksuba to his wife, shiloi teikalo be'enav loitzia, he's no problem. The insurance company are going to pay out, so he'll give her a get on the spot. So who says you can do it? And the Ramah says, mefurish. The Ramah brings a chuas harashbo, that if the husband was mamid an orif kablan b'shad for the ksuba, and he made it tonight, the orif kablan pays, but I don't have to repay him, it's awesome. Because the ma'isa, there's no reason, should lo tekel obeinu lo tzia. In Ochanama today, we have chirim darabeinu geshem, that's not chanakud deikom migarish about kocho. But the ma'isa, that's again, not negel a ma'isa with respect to a insurance policy, because any insurance firm will say, Choshishani miknunia, The husband takes out the insurance policy on the 38,000 pounds. Tomorrow he'll give a get. She will cash in. And the next day they get married again. So they won't do such a thing. No insurance policy will, insurance company will do such a thing. But if he takes insurance policy, Chas v'Shalom, he should be nifta. They're not choishe, he's going to kill himself. I mean, ad kedei kach lo. So the question is, if so, is the chaura, one has to know whether one can take out an insurance policy, should he be nifta?
Or if he's a
kohen, good. Some insurance policy says, listen here, with a kohen, we've already seen. So the shaila is, can he do such a thing? A shaila, whether one can take out an insurance policy, should he be nifta? There should be no reason. If an insurance policy is prepared to do it, because the ma'aseh, there's no reason, should they take halobein or lo'tzio, if the only time they have to pay is in such an instance. Oh, but that's only if should he want to pay. Basically, I finished the shiur, and I have another 1.5 minutes, so I must tell you a shaila, which I was asked 2 weeks ago, in Bnei Brak. A very interesting shaila. The tshuva I'm not giving, for the simple reason I'll go over time. Oh, but I'll tell you a phenomena. There is a pre called avocado. An avocado has a meshuna de kazach. If you take out the pip from the avocado will start getting black. Not within a minute, within half an hour, 2 hours, depends if it's in the fridge or not, but it'll start getting black. It's edible, nothing wrong with it. It starts getting black. Kolzman, the pip is inside, it will stay green. There is an etzer. You put some lemon, drops of lemon, it'll keep it. But there is another etzer. A meshuna de kazach. If you take out the pip of the avocado and put it in a cup of water, the avocado will not get black. Where? Try it out. Where do you keep the cup of water? It can be next to it, in another room, in another town. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. This avocado will not get black. Sure, I didn't know about it, but the person who asked me told me about it and asked other people and said it's true. Sure. Ma'aseh she'hayah, a lady from Kiryat Sefer, where there is no hospital, had to give birth. She had to go to Bnei Brak on Erev Shabbos for a birth. She's got Bli Hanara, Finav, Zex, Pitzkelach, 5, 6 small children, up to the age of 6 or 7 at home. She was going to hospital with her mother, and she asked her husband, Yisuve Daita, for me, is that you stay Shabbos with the children. I can't keep 6 children at home. What do I start? She had to go. So the husband stayed behind. Says the wife, I want to let you know if it's a baby. She says, what's the problem? You fill me up. And what happens if it's Leil Shabbos? Shabbos is 8 o'clock, and at 7:15 I can't. What's going to happen? And the Prima Godim says, in Simon Tov Mem Dalet, in Hilchas Erev Pesach al Shabbos, if there's a Shalom Zocher, lechatchila, you should do it on Leil Shabbos, the first Leil Shabbos, not the next Leil Shabbos. The minig is not, because if the child's born 12 o'clock at night, you can't do it. But the child's born at the beginning of Shabbos, Zog to Prima Godim, in Simon Tov Mem Dalet, lechatchila, you should do it that same evening. Zog, see, I have put the garin of the avocado in a bottle of water, and I'm taking it with me to Bnei Brak. The avocado is here. Should it be a boy, I'm taking the pip out of the water, and an hour later, you will see that the avocado starts getting black. Make a Shalom Zocher. The question she asked was, are you allowed to take it out of the water on Shabbos? I'm sorry, I've over time. You can talk to yourself.
What does she have?